When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, the best show. It's back. It's back for another Tuesday night installment. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the best show. And boy, do we have an exciting show planned for you tonight. The hashtag is the evaluating. And we will be doing the evaluating all night. We're going to guide each other through uncharted waters. Help each other figure out things we don't know the answers to. Evaluate bodies of work and catalogs. The phone number, 201-332-3484. And tonight is also a fun night, a special night, because tonight we say goodbye not to one old friend, not to two old friends, but to three old friends. It's the final show for three guys who've been working here for a while. Dudio, AP Mike, and Pat Byrne. We're saying goodnight to all, goodbye to all of them. And we'll give them a send-off worthy of, well, let's just say, I don't know what's worthy of. Let's just say I got a little surprise for these guys coming up. Got some Chinese food. Got it at the mall. Panda Express. I got three different things from the tray that the woman out front was passing out. One for each of them. Told you, it's going to be a pretty exciting send-off. Let's get the party started right, though, because that is what we do here. The best show can now begin.
Second to none. What kind of brains in your last drag? You're sitting all alone.
everybody. It's The Best Shows back. Another Tuesday night installment. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the program. Welcome, my friends, to the show that never gets the hint. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that seems like it never ends. We are here on an exciting Tuesday night. And for anybody who thought, I know I struck some fear into some hearts when I said that Mike is gone and Dudio's gone and Pat's gone. They're not gone. Calm down. Ugh. Think I could get rid of these guys? I'm on a chain gang, man. I'm in full "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" mode with these dudes. We're running through a field. What were they called? The Misty Mountain Bottom Boys? What was it again, Mike? The Foggy Mountain Boys? Something like that. I can't remember anymore. I don't know. Movies don't matter anymore, man. Not since I saw Deadpool. The way it works now, there's pre-Deadpool and post-Deadpool. All movies will have to adjust to this post-Deadpool world we live in. Musically, what did we just hear? Oh my goodness. Ty Segall. Ty's got a new album out called Emotional Mugger. And that song's called Breakfast Eggs. He sounds bonkers on this record. It's so good. What can't Ty Segall do? He's the greatest. That's on Drag City. One of the greatest labels in the land. Oh boy, I gotta shut the door on this.
I got a door.
Sounds like Mike's talking to the space shuttle. Hello? Hello, over. You've got AP Mike, over. Do you have any message for the people of Earth? Over. And starting us off, what did we hear? Chicos de Nazca. Chilean band with members of Cindy Sisters and La Hell Gang. The name of the record is Fire Ride. It's so good. We heard In My Wasted Time, and that's on Hozak, the Hozak record label. Can't ever go wrong with Hozak. Chicos de Nazca. And I tell you, the phone number is 201-332-3484. Now I want to say this right off the bat. I didn't see Vinyl yet. So everybody, tell you, never understood. I think I put myself in this position. What is it? It's like I'm in a my bodyguard mode. Everybody, hey, Tom will take care of. Did you see Vinyl? Oh, Tom will take care of that. Go get it, Tom. People are watching this stuff. I think I'm the first thing that pops into their minds. You watched it, Mike? How long before I popped into your mind? 5-10 minutes. Dudio, you watched it? 1 minute. Pat? About the same. And I'm getting texts, I'm getting emails, I'm getting telegrams. Vinyl, did you gotta go get it. I didn't see it yet. Because I went to see Deadpool. Shoop, Right? The Merc with a mouth. I'm going to tell you guys this. And now if you're ready for this. This Deadpool is not your papa's superhero. Because first of all, this dude knows he's in a movie. You're watching the movie, suddenly turns and looks right at you and says stuff. So imagine this movie. Imagine this. Imagine a movie. Here's the math equation for it. Bugs Bunny open parenthesis, Bugs Bunny minus Chuck Jones, close parenthesis, plus open parenthesis, Kevin Smith times Jim Carrey, close parenthesis, equals Deadpool. It's kind of like if Kevin Smith wrote The Mask. And look, did I have fun watching it? In parts, I had fun. I think I had fun because I like Bugs Bunny. And I was like, oh, hey, that reminded me of Bugs Bunny. Because look, I ain't going to make no bones about it. Bugs Bunny's my hero. And my inspiration. Do I sit there watching Bugs Bunny? No, I don't. Saw it enough when I was a kid. It's hardwired into me. Because think about it this way. Bugs Bunny. Is he smart? No. Am I smart? No. Is he crafty? Yeah. Am I crafty? Yeah. What's Bugs Bunny want? He wants to be left alone. What do I want? Eh, probably be left alone. Does Bugs Bunny mispronounce words? Yeah, so do I. Neither of us are smart. So I think the things in Deadpool that reminded me of Bugs Bunny, that's what I liked. Just because I was like, oh. Hey, remember when he played all the positions on that baseball team? Took on the Gas House Gorillas? You got to give him credit on that, too. First base, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny. And I know I've said it before. Admittedly, maybe he shouldn't have put his little rabbit hole out in center field. He was asking for it on that one. But he beat those guys. He beat the Gas House Gorillas. So, yeah, so I'm watching this Deadpool. And this is not meant to, I'm not making fun of any sort of like theater tragedy or anything like that, but it almost felt like it's such a weird celebration of violence. I don't know, something weird in the air, you go see that thing. Feels like you're going to get mowed down seeing it. Just a weird vibe, man. Guy with a gun shooting holes through people's head and going, tee-hee! Right? Ain't so much fun. I don't know. I don't find that fun. I have 12 bullets. Watch this. 1, 2. At one point, Deadpool shoots a hole through 3 dudes' heads with 1 bullet. And everybody in the theater's like, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, brother. This is not for me, man. I'm at the wrong movie. I said on Twitter that if a movie got Frisky with Reddit. And they had a baby. The baby would be this Deadpool movie. If Reddit made Whoopi to talk in full Newlywed Game fashion. If Reddit made Whoopi with a movie, you would get Deadpool. Was it exciting to see some of the stuff? Sure. It had that weird underpopulated final fight that happens in a fair amount of these Marvel movies. Where it's like the first Iron Man movie took place in like on like an overpass on the highway. It was like not even an overpass, it was like the shoulder of a highway. Like an exit. And then that first Thor movie took place in an empty town. It's always like the big fight happens and it's six people are around for it. And that X-Men movie, remember that one X-Men movie? They literally fought in the gift shop of the Statue of Liberty. And then this had that same thing. It was the same weird fight with 14 people. You know what I did like, though? It was exciting to see my bro, Dave Windorf. He had a song, Mike, on one of his albums called Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And there's a character in the comics named after that song. And then that character's in the movie. So Dave came up with that. Straight up. That's straight Windorf, man. I thought that was cool. I don't know. I'm assuming no, Mike. Mike, the movie only made $130 million in 4 days. They don't have money to pay Dave Windorf for a character name he came up with. And it's like, this movie, it literally made $130 million in 4 days. How's that possible? It was all dudes in the theater. All dudes. Holy moly. It was like the Rush concert of movies. Like a Rush concert would look at that crowd and be like, a lot of dudes here tonight. Oh boy. Not a whole lot of ladies coming out for this one. And then Ryan Reynolds is the main dude. And he seems fine. Look, it's a movie. It's a dumb movie. And he talks to the thing, and he should have done more of that. I don't know. These superhero. I think I'm done with this superhero movies. I think I'm done. This Batman versus Superman. I see these trailers for that. Could you imagine? And it's part one of it. And it's like you got Superman looks so mad, and Batman's mad. Everybody's mad. Got Ben Affleck doing the, trying to act like he's an old man now. If it means I protect this city. And why are you talking like that? It's Ben Affleck. It's Chucky from Good Will Hunting, right? We know you don't talk like that. I think I'm done the superhero movies. You know what I mean, Mike? Yeah, I've done more comics. What's one you liked? Yeah. What's a superhero movie you liked, Mike?
I like those early
Mike likes the early Superman movies. There you go. Really going out on a limb there. You mean the one with Gene Hackman? When Gene Hackman is like, so you went in there and he was out there. Yeah, at his peak. Yeah, Marlon Brando was at his peak at that point. You believe... Who wouldn't have go... Who thought when they're making the Superman movie, well, we got to get Marlon Brando to play Superman's father. No one cares. This movie just won't work if we don't have Marlon Brando in the first 4 minutes of it and none of the rest of it. Superman, you must do... Like, guy was like... Guy seems like a mess. Well, he seemed like a mess. Of course he was a mess. I got to watch that Isle of Dr. Moreau documentary. Everybody talks about it, how he was like, he became friends with the one dude who played his sidekick and started giving him parts, and then the director got fired but then sneaks back on as an extra. Starts like hanging out. I gotta watch that. Should have seen that instead of Deadpool. Look under your seats. And he curses. Deadpool curses. It's a hard R, man. Hard R. And really, so many of the jokes are like Kevin Smith level, like jokes about like, you know, like toilet stuff and, you know, reproductive organs. You know, all the stuff he gets his jollies with. I don't know, man. I can't do it. I think I'm out. Deadpool. Who's good here, Mike? Three? Welcome to the best show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Holden.
Who?
Holden.
Holden? What are you holding? You're holding something? What are you holding?
My name is Holden.
Your name is what?
Holden.
What is your name, Holden? I don't understand. Your name is Holden what?
Holden Herstad.
Okay, I don't want
it. Holden Herstad.
Okay, what's up, kid? How old are you, Chief?
Six.
Six. Where do you live, Holden?
Richland, Washington.
Washington. The state of Washington?
Yes, I think.
I'm pretty sure it's... Is it green everywhere?
Not exactly.
Are there trees?
Yes, almost.
If you look out your window, do you see Ben Gibbard?
No. It's in the middle of night.
You're in the middle of where?
Night.
Night!
Night, yes, night.
Okay. Holden, what's going on tonight?
Well, I think you know me. Well, not exactly in person.
Okay. How do I know you?
I'm Doug Herstad's son.
You're whose son?
Doug Herstad, I think you've met him.
Okay. Like, I meet a lot of people, Holden. No offense. So what are you doing? What grade are you in, Holden? Are you in first grade?
I am in kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
I know a lot.
How's that going? Do you like it?
This is kind of the worst timing ever for me. I really do not like hard learning.
Who's talking there? Who's that? Is that your little sister?
Yeah, talking on the phone, she thinks.
So you don't like kindergarten or you do like it? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Kind of both of them.
Both? What? Okay, what do you like about it?
Well, I know this sounds crazy, but, well, I started breaks for everyone in the whole class. So I'm sort of the most famous guy in the class. No one thinks it, but I do.
Wait, what did you start?
I breaks for the rest of the class.
I can't understand you, Holden. Sorry.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Everyone else in the class. I mean,
you gotta tell your sister to zip it. It's a radio. What are your parents? Were they on a date night? Were they not home?
They are home.
Yeah. Well.
Well, only one.
Okay. Well, what is? I don't know what you did for your classmates.
Coloring breaks.
Coloring books.
Coloring breaks.
What?
Coloring breaks.
Coloring breaks?
Yes, coloring breaks.
Okay, what's a coloring break, bro?
Well, it's really hard to explain.
Okay, well, give it a shot. I'm all ears.
Well, coloring breaks are... Well, there are things you color in class.
Okay, you color them.
In class, yes.
With what? Crayons?
Well, not exact. Also markers.
And markers. Which do you like better, crayons or markers?
Markers.
You like markers better. What color marker do you like? Blue?
Yeah, my favorite color.
Blue's your favorite color? Guess who else's favorite color blue is?
Who?
Me!
By the way, Tom, I'm going to call every week.
Okay. Yeah, well, all right. We'll see about that. Okay. Do you know who Avalon is? Never mind. So, coloring breaks. You're in Washington. So, you like that about school. What don't you like about kindergarten? Nap time?
Well, math.
Math?
I mean, I already know enough math, sort of.
You do? You know enough? You think you know enough to get by the rest of your life?
Sort of, yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions. What's 2 plus 2?
4.
What's 4 plus 4?
8.
Okay.
I don't do any really big or really small. I can't get really big or really medium. I can't get those.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If AP Mike has 2 cans of Coors Light in front of him, right? And then he drinks 1 can. And then he throws up on both cans. How many cans of Coors Light don't have barf on them?
0.
0. Well, you're very smart. I got to say, Holden, I don't think you need to learn any more math. I think you figured it out. All right, bro. Time for bed. Isn't it time for bed?
No, it's not.
I say it's time for bed. Yeah, it's time. What is it? It's 6:30 out there. Hit the hay.
Correction, almost 7.
What are you going to have for dinner?
It's 6:30.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea.
You don't know what you're going to have for dinner? What do you want to have for dinner? Pizza?
Well, my dad just showed me, but I don't know the name of it.
Your dad showed you what you're having for dinner, but you don't know the name of it?
I don't think.
Yeah, it's probably some weird Seattle food, right? What's it going to be?
I cannot name it. Oh, and by the way.
Yeah, what's that, bro?
Now we're in my room.
Did you watch Final?
Well, there's more things I'd like to talk about.
Okay. How about next week I'll talk about, I'll catch up on Vinyl, and you catch up on what else?
A lot of different things
All
about
right.
what I like.
I love it.
Maybe we part of that started now.
All right. Thanks, kid. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Best show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Annie in Kansas City.
Annie? In
yeah.
Kansas City. What's going on in Kansas City tonight, Annie?
I'm just excited to talk to you. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, Annie.
Hey, I had a suggestion for your pump-up songs. Flip.
Yeah, I need them.
Okay, this one always makes me feel... Oh.
Because I was getting pumped up. I got to say this. When I saw Deadpool, I was getting pretty pumped by the music. Because they kept playing DMX, right?
Okay.
Remember DMX?
I don't know.
You don't remember DMX? Remember that song? Stop. Drop. Set it up. Open up shop. Yo, he's the dog who sang, he's the guy who sang like he was, would do like a voice for like a pit bull in a cartoon.
I remember him now. He had a fledgling film career too. Maybe?
Yeah, he was super funny in the Chris Rock movie, Top Five. He had the funniest thing in that whole movie.
Oh, sweet.
I used to listen to that guy's stuff, but there's all this... DMX was on the soundtrack, and I was just, so I was in the theater, I started doing push-ups in the theater, and I was getting super fired up.
Yeah?
Because I did sneak in, I know you're not supposed to talk about food you sneak in, I did sneak in a protein shake from Muscle Maker Grill, and a lean tilapia wrap.
Did you put the smoothie in your jacket? Or how'd you do that?
Well, I have this vest.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's like, it's like an ice pack kind of, where you can fill it with stuff.
Does it have a penguin on it?
It does have a what?
I don't know. You know those coolers, like the cold easy bags have like that cartoon penguin on it to indicate that you can put your cold stuff in.
No, this is more like the kind of eye mask. You know those eye masks that you put in your freezer? It's a vest made out of that, but it's empty and you can fill any beverage in it that you choose. So I go to Muscle Maker Grill before I go to the movies and I tell them to load up to fill my vest with high protein shakes. And then I usually go to the UFC gym near me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you have any of those in Kansas City? The UFC gym?
No, tell me about it.
Well, do you know what the UFC is?
Oh, the Ultimate Fighter?
Yes. Okay. And they have this franchise of gyms, the UFC gyms, which...
What, guys are killing each other?
It attracts, yeah, it's like, I see UFC gym, and I'm like, is this really something we want to encourage? The idea that guys are going to be at this thing, working themselves up into a frenzy with an element of violence in the mix. Also, it's not just a gym, and look. When I go to the gym, this is how I usually go. Truth be told, I go in, the leg pusher thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I set it at 1,400 pounds. I do one of them. The arm one, I set it at 1,400 pounds, lift one. And then I'm done, and I'm pretty much out of there in 40 seconds. So,
wow.
But could you imagine UFC? I always see this UFC gym, and I thought, what would happen if I went in, and I just went in, and I just screamed out that I was looking for a fight? Like in the doorway to that place. Like, if I screamed out, you guys listen to me, I could beat anyone here who's got the guts to come fight me in the street, right? Can you imagine
what
if I yelled?
What equipment do you need? I'm not, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't, well, what would happen? I mean, to me, it was scary because these guys who are going to this are probably seeing these moves on TV, and then they're going to, like, fan fiction their lives, I don't know, at the UFC gym to try to emulate what they've seen on TV. It's a nightmare.
And look, this UFC should be, like, these people are like, it's banned in New York. It's terrible. We can't have UFC fights in New York. No, you shouldn't have many. They should be in international waters. UFC fights. It should be out on a rig, right? That's all. Those fights should be live from an oil rig in the Pacific Ocean. And then just when you lose the fight, you get thrown off the oil rig.
Mm-hmm.
But this UFC, it should be banned. It should be banned everywhere. It's like it's animals fighting. It's. I'm telling you, in 5 years, this is where we're heading. You tell me if you think this is in the next 2 presidential election cycles. There will be either a Star Wars related debate. There will be a debate with a Star Wars theme. Or a full-on political of presidential political debate at Comic-Con. Like, oh, we're getting to that point. That will happen. And the way we're going, there's going to be like a Deadpool gym. Right? You go there and they're playing. And they'll play. Because this movie was like the... It was like the audio equipment. They made like a joke about Limp Bizkit in it, but it's like, this movie is Limp Bizkit. This is like, this movie, it's the cinematic version of Limp Bizkit. I would say celluloid version, but it wasn't. I saw it in IMAX. I could see the pixels in the thing. It was driving me nuts. It was like watching a cheap TV. This IMAX is a joke, man. You sit, you could see the pixels on it. See the cube, like the little shapes. It's like watching a cheap television. IMAX. So, that's where I think we're heading, for some sort of Star Wars related presidential event.
I'm surprised they haven't asked the candidates like DC or Marvel or something like that.
No, but that'll be at the Comic-Con event this summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The presidential debate at Comic-Con.
Will there be cosplay for the candidates? Like a steampunk, John Kasich or something?
A steampunk John Kasich. Look, Comic-Con's in July. I think you can strike John Kasich from the discussion. Come July.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, but what if they did have a Comic-Con version, like suit, like costume versions of the candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with gyms, the other gym I see, do you have this retro fitness out there in Kansas City? Out here, we have this gym called Retro Fitness. I'm going to say this. Look, I never set foot inside a Retro Fitness. But I'm going to tell you this. I would, if it's truly retro fitness, if they got in that, somebody tell me, do they have the boxes that you get in and it's your head sticking out the top and it's filled with steam or whatever was in there? Do they have medicine balls that you throw a medicine ball or that kind of jiggle belt?
Exactly.
You ever see that jiggle belt? Right?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic old film strip. And everyone has to wear those, like, striped one-piece
outfits. I'll join Retro Fitness tonight if that's what's going down in there. Right? If you're throwing around the old medicine ball at a retro fitness. I'll join in a heartbeat.
What if
the retro fitness the retro fitness in the UFC gym? That'd be some kind of fight. It's like a yesterday and today kind of battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in Kansas City tonight? I think that's where we left off.
Oh, I was going to tell you about a song that always cheers me up.
What is that?
It's Do Anything You Want to Do by Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's an awesome song. I love it.
The hand claps get me every time, yeah.
Get you fired up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else will get you fired up? X gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you. Go see that. You'll get fired up. You'll be in the theater. You're gonna get pumped.
Am I just gonna be sweating while I'm watching this movie?
Oh yeah, it's a total workout fest.
Jesus.
In Deadpool. Get you pumped. If you don't like, you like Deadpool, you like to laugh, right? While you watch people get their heads smeared open. Like jelly jars. Well, Deadpool's the movie for you. If you ever wanted to see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, shoot people, if Kevin Smith wrote Ace Ventura 3, this is what the movie, if that's the movie you've always wanted, well, it exists now, people. And I don't know why I'm saying go check it out. It made $135 million. You already did check it out. Annie, thank you for your call.
Have a good night.
My friends, I want to tell you about a couple things. I know we joke around here, but here's something serious. This February, Sharpling and Worcester are playing live in North Carolina. Are you ready? Can you handle it? Do you want to go see it? If you're in North Carolina, I'm telling you, if you're right in there and you don't see it, I don't know what to tell you, man. Show's going to be great. Saturday, February 27th, Durham, North Carolina at Motorco. Tickets are available over at stereolaughs.com/tour. Support Sharpling and Worcester Live. It's going to be a special show, and it's probably going to be the last time we do our current version of this live show we've been doing for the last year. I think we will be folding up that tent. So come on out. It'll be a fun night, fun surprises, 1,000,001 laughs. People of North Carolina, Motor Co., Durham, Saturday, February 27th. Do not miss it. Somebody just tweeted a picture of Deadpool debating Obama in a presidential debate. I don't know why Obama would be doing another debate, but I guess if he did, he'd probably debate Deadpool. The internet. Think about it. Zeros and ones, coding. You don't know what to do because you want to get your dream out there on the web. You got your passion, the thing you want people to know about. Your online store, whatever it is, your portfolio, your business. You need a website, and you can't figure out coding. It's 2016. It's too late. You don't know that stuff now. You ain't going to learn it. You're going to sit there with a computer book on your lap trying to figure it out. It's going to be a 5-star flop. You can't do it. Well, thank goodness we've got Squarespace.com. Squarespace comes in, enters the picture, makes it easy to build a beautiful website without breaking a sweat, providing simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, and no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create that website, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering that site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people trust in them also. 24/7 online support. What are you waiting for, guys and gals? Everyone, young, old. We can all unite under one thing, Squarespace. Start a trial with no credit card required. Start building that website today. When you decide to sign up, make sure you use the offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for the best show. And we thank Squarespace for their support of the best show. Squarespace, you should. See so. Not seesaw, not sea salt. Seesaws are not so much fun. Sea salt's about as much fun as a seesaw. But you know, it's a lot of fun. CISO! Now, what is CISO? Well, listen to this, my friends. CISO is a premium comedy streaming service. It's only $3.99 a month. You're saying, $3.99 a month? What are they giving me? Well, what are they giving you? 24/7 streaming comedy anytime, anywhere. Curated for the comedy connoisseur like you. If you're listening to this show, you know the good stuff. You know the good stuff. You're not laughing at the Billy Big Mouth Bass. Take me to the river. No, that's not where you get your laughs. You want the good stuff. You want Monty Python. You want Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. You want the Mighty Boosh, Nathan Barley. You want Alan Partridge. And it's all there. And it's Monty Python stuff. They got the whole library, including Monty Python's Flying Circus, remastered in HD for the first time. Can you believe that? Those episodes, it used to be like watching it through a steamed-up bakery window. Not anymore. You go there, it looks great. They've got the Kids in the Hall catalog remastered into HD for the first time. All kinds of stuff. Original programming like the UCB show, a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Matt Passerini, and Roberts, The Cyanide and Happiness Show, an animated series based on the wildly successful webcomic, and Sammy J and Randy in Ricketts Lane. That's a musical comedy about two mismatched housemates from a comedic duo, Sammy J, who's a human, and Randy, who's a purple puppet. Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm a purple puppet.
There's the sound I like to hear every week. Listen to this, friends. CISO, you go to CISO.com. You start watching all the comedy you can stream for free. Stream it for free. No credit card required. Try it now. Start as a guest. You will not regret it. CISO, CISO.com. Best show.
Good evening, Tom.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
It's Nicholas in Montclair.
Nicholas in Montclair. What's up tonight, Nicholas?
I got a late addition to the offensive songs that you're still taking
okay.
them.
Okay. Didn't want any more. What do you got?
It's a girl group song, the Chiffons. Cut a single in 1963 under a different name, the Four Pennies. And the A-side is When the Boy's Happy, the Girl's Happy Too.
Mm-hmm. Not a good song, huh?
The horrible part is it's incredibly catchy. I mean, it was written by Ellie Greenwich and her husband. It's great. It's like all those other songs, incredibly catchy, but it's just the most atrocious lyrics ever.
Well, different times, right? Even then, that was wrong, though. Even then.
Yeah. Very bad times.
When the boy's happy, the girl's happy.
Something like that.
Well, look, when I'm happy, I'm only happy when you're happy. You, the best show listener.
Well, I'm happy. I'm always happy.
I'm happy, too.
Wonderful.
Goodbye. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Michael in Pittsburgh.
Michael in Pittsburgh. What's up, Michael?
Just listening to the best show and DVRing episode 3 of The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I watched the first two.
That's why I was calling. I wanted to see what you thought up to this point.
Sucks. What do I think? It sucks. It's low-grade trash. I love watching it, but is it good? I don't know if it's good.
Pretty addictive.
Maybe it's great. I don't know. But they keep
sweet.
Hey, wait, do you want to tell me how you want to hear, or do you want to just do your monologue on it?
No, I'll listen.
Yeah, you're damn right. You'll listen. So I was watching this thing, right? And the acting on it. It's like this John Travolta, the makeup they have him in. To play, who's he playing again? Robert Shapiro. Shapiro. And they have what's-his-face, Blaine on Friends, playing Robert Kardashian, father of the Kardashians. And they keep squeezing these dumb kids into this thing just because people could be, oh, it's the Kardashians, it's them, but they're 8. And he's like, I don't know what to do, OJ's juice. Can you imagine your friends with a grown man, you're calling him juice? They're calling this guy juice. Juice, I know you didn't do it, juice. That whole LAPD, man, they should be ashamed of themselves. Why didn't they ask OJ these questions? They were starstruck. Starstruck? The guy went to do this crime. He was filming a movie called Frogman. This guy was not a star at this point.
People were pretty sycophantic. I mean, even in this camp,
can't believe in 1994. The people were blown away. It's the guy from the Naked Gun movies who, like, they drop garbage cans on his head. Like, what if George Kennedy killed his wife, right? I think he was in the Naked Gun movies, too. I didn't see anybody flipping out over him. Oh, it's juice. Juice couldn't have done it. And then, John Travolta. I mean, it looks like he's like, you ever watch those videos where like they turn, like they morph like a person into their pet? You ever see those videos?
Or like Mayor McCheese or something like that. Yeah.
Or what I was saying, a person into their pet. Is this how you do it down there in Pittsburgh? I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a little weird. There was kind of a little...
Get off my phone. What a blemish on a great city. You ever see those videos where they morph, like they take your picture and your pet's picture, and then they morph it between it? It looks like with this Robert, what is it again? Robert Shapiro. It looks like someone brought in a picture of their pet iguana, and they were morphing it, and it got stuck halfway through. And that's what this guy walks around looking like. Like a half morph between half human, half iguana. Robert Shapiro. Robert Kardashian. And the guy playing Kato Kaelin's way too ripped on this thing. This guy's like Thor. Kato Kaelin was like a little David Spade looking dude. This guy's like got this flowing mane of... Well, no, Kato Kaelin had a flowing mane of hair, but it was strapped to the leprechaun's head. This dude was like ripped. I don't know, man. And nobody tell me what happens either. I have my... look. Admittedly, I did read ahead in the TV descriptions. I thought this was going to be a two-part thing. He was going to die in that car in the Bronco. And they got What's-His-Face playing A.C. Cowling, Malcolm Jamal Warner. He's good. Juice. What a low-level wattage of a celebrity. Guy played football 48 years ago. And then he was in Naked Gun movies and Frogman. And then he but these cops are in. Oh, my God, it's O.J. Simpson. You live in Los Angeles. All you see are famous people. What, are they letting everybody do what they want out there? Yeah, guy just shot up the drugstore. Yeah, well, did you arrest him? No, it was Robert Vaughn. I didn't want to. It was the guy from Man from U.N.C.L.E. I didn't want to bring him in. But he had a mounted machine gun on the back of his Jeep, and he shot up the drugstore. I'm also listening to this audio book, Helter Skelter. Oh, it's so long. Can't wait for it to be over. And Helter Skelter is the Manson trial. It's a man written by Vincent Bugliosi. And he's telling the story of how he... he was the prosecutor for Charles Manson and the Manson family. And the problem is I'm listening to this thing on my phone. So I'm listening in my car and I'll like shut my phone off in my car or take a phone call on the little speaker phone thing there, the Bluetooth. And then I pull over and then I get out of my car and stick my phone in my pocket. And then I walk into a place like today, driving around listening, do a phone call, get out of my car, go into a restaurant, and then the audiobook starts back up. So I walk into this restaurant, it's totally quiet, and except out of my pocket I hear, and then Patricia Krenwinkel, what was it again, Mike? No, not Periwinkle. And so it'll be like, then Linda Kasabian said she saw Tex Watson. I'm in a restaurant. They're talking about Charlie took the nylon rope, and it's like imagine you had the worst imagine the world's worst phone, the world's worst ringer you could have on your phone. And that's what it is. It's happened to me multiple times. My phone has kept playing Helter Skelter as I walk into a business. And look, I got, you get to hear this now, and it's out of the cult of the, can you believe there was a stretch where people were just like, Charlie's so cool. What? It's unbelievable. Like in the 80s, there were people just like, yeah, Manson, he's a counterculture figure. And it kept carrying over from like the 70s. It's like, really? Be like if the dude who did Eve of Destruction started a cult. Barry Maguire. Like a third-rate folk singer. But you get to hear it now outside of that. Like nobody thinking of him as anything other than just like a dope. Yes, that's the worst ringer you could have now. Me walking around with the Helter Skelter audiobook kicking on it on a with a mind of its own. Linda Kasabian took the stand and she looked over at Charlie. And Charlie was like, that's three lies you told already, man. And she said, Charlie, you're the one who's lying. Not a good phone ringer, man. And I'm like in it. I'm stuck in it. I feel like I can't wait for it to end. It's like 26 hours long. Best show.
Hello. Hello. I'm just on hold.
Well, you're not only on hold now. You're talking to Tom. What's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name's Annie. I think you already had an Annie tonight.
We did have an Annie.
Too much Annie for you. Yeah, and you already had Pittsburgh tonight, and I'm in Pittsburgh.
So you're Annie from Pittsburgh.
I'm not from Pittsburgh, but I live here.
Okay, all right. Did the movie Annie? The movie Annie took place in Pittsburgh, right? Wasn't Daddy Warbucks from Pittsburgh?
Not so much. I don't think so. No.
They weren't doing that thing with the.
No, you're confusing Daddy Warbucks with Harry K. Saw. I don't. Not the same.
Didn't
person.
Daddy Warbucks buy Annie and that and the dog one of those sandwiches with French fries on it or whatever you guys eat down there?
I don't. I think you're thinking of Cincinnati chili, maybe.
No. What do you call those sandwiches? It's the something brothers sandwiches.
Oh, Permonte brothers.
Permonte. I can never get this right. Permonte.
Yeah, brothers.
Now, yeah. What's on a Permonte Brothers sandwich?
I don't know. All kinds of dreadful meat and cheese combinations. I've never eaten one.
You realize that that's, like, other places have, like, food that they're, like, proud of that isn't, like, associated with, like, one restaurant?
Yeah, but I actually associate Pittsburgh with pierogies, which is a lot better.
Yeah, no kidding. Pierogies are awesome. But I'm looking
right,
at the.
Right, pierogies are the best.
Yeah, they pretty much are. I'm looking at the Permonte Brothers website here.
Right now.
Right
as
now.
As we speak.
As we speak.
Wow.
And this, mm-hmm. And it's got a flipping screen here, and the second one says tots, tots, tots.
I don't know what that means.
It's tater tots.
Oh, tater tots. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I've never been there. I don't really eat a lot of meat.
And what they have though. It says here, tots make beers better. They make everything's better, except grammar. Retro. They have something called retro tots. What is a retro tot?
I don't know.
So what's going on tonight?
I have no clue.
What's
hand-shaped?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's going on tonight, Annie?
Yeah, well, I always listen. I'm actually a fairly new listener, but I always listen to you talking to women, and the women invariably giggle. And I'm not a big giggler, but I could really use a laugh. And I thought, I laugh when I listen to you at home. So maybe if I talk to you in person, I'd really laugh. So far, I'm laughing a little.
Well, good. Jeepers.
Yeah.
Eh.
Jeepers, so, indeed.
So far, I'm laughing a little. Well, I'll try harder. I'll try harder, Your Highness. What, I'm supposed to put on a variety show for you here? Make sure Annie
you
from
could.
Pittsburgh
I'm not
is
opposed.
Happy.
That's right. You could. I'm just saying it's not an imperative, but you could do that.
So.
The song you played at the top,
Mules.
In My Wasted Time,
mm-hmm.
That one? Okay.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I looked for it already on Soul Seek, and I could not find it. And I'm a little disappointed in that.
Well, it sounds like somebody might have to go and buy some vinyl.
I know. Wouldn't that be terrible?
I think. Hozak Records. Go check it out.
Hozak?
Hozak. H-O-Z-A-C.
Okay.
It's short for...
they're Argentinian?
They are. It's short for Horizontal Action, which I'm not nuts about.
Sorry, I don't know what to say about that.
It's like porn.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant in your personal life, which I couldn't comment on.
Hey,
you're not crazy about porn?
Well, I'm not some... I wish the label... Look, they can call it whatever they want to call it. It used to be a fanzine, which would be like interviews with bands, but then would have like pictures of naked people in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with fanzines.
Oh.
Sorry, right. I've been around a while.
You're laughing a lot. Are you happy now?
I am. I'm a little happier. You're making me happier.
Well, good.
A little
I'm
bit.
Trying.
Yeah.
Who's a good band from Pittsburgh? I'm trying to think. Who's a good band from Pittsburgh? What do you got? Iron City House Rockers? Right?
I can't think of anybody offhand. I've only been living here less than a year.
Is the band Chicago from Pittsburgh?
I'm doubting it. I'm really doubting it. I think maybe Mandy Patinkin is from Pittsburgh. I'm a fan.
I'm talking about bands. What's he,
I
band?
Know. Well, he's a singer.
The Mandy Patinkin Explosion?
The Mandy Patinkin Experience, yeah.
Yeah. Or
the
Explosion.
Combo. I don't
or
know.
Explosion. You always go with the funnier one of the two.
Well, it promises a lot.
Yes.
But no, I don't really know bands here. I don't know bands from here, and I don't get a lot of opportunities to go out and listen to bands, so I cannot recommend to you a Pittsburgh band. I know some good record stores.
You might have to look up The Cynics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with my
friend. Tell me about them.
Well, they're a rock band from Pittsburgh, and they're fronted by this guy. He's a very mysterious guy. He's very... very, he's a man of few words. His name's Michael
Your friend.
Kay. He's like an enigma. You can't get him to even put a... He does all his living on the stage and doesn't do interviews, doesn't talk, except for with the music. He lets the music do the talking, like Joe Perry said. Remember when Joe Perry said that? Let the music do the talking? Oh, boy.
I didn't remember him saying that, but I can imagine it easily.
He did say it.
Yeah.
He said
this is your friend who's an enigma.
Michael Kay, yes. And then another friend of mine is Weird Paul from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It's a very rich, it's like what the Carter family is to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever they're from. Like Weird Paul and the Cynics are to Pittsburgh.
I think they're from Arkansas, but I could be wrong about that.
They might be. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not in Arkansas or Tennessee.
No, I know. All right, Annie. You got enough laughs?
All right. I suppose so, Tom.
Oh,
I really
you suppose
appreciate
so?
It.
Get off my phone. I suppose so. Jeepers creepers. She left 30 times. I suppose so. Mr. Belvedere's from Pittsburgh. That's right. Best show. Best show.
Yeah, hi there.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
This is Chris.
What's up, bro?
I have a Patti Smith elevator style story.
Okay. What celebrity does it involve?
I don't know if I want to throw names around. You would know who it is.
Oh, God.
So I'll code it.
Yeah. What? Always great for a radio show. Let's talk in code.
Right. SY, New York.
All right. Start your story.
I run into this guy in Northfield, Minnesota.
And you're on thin ice. Just know this, bro. You're on thin ice.
I know. I've blown it.
No, but keep going.
All right. Good.
So where are you now?
Near Pachyderm Studios in Minnesota.
Okay.
This gentleman had just recorded a Babes in Toyland album. I approached him after taking guitar lessons when my guitar teacher told me he was downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had a sticker from his band's latest album on the back of my guitar in the shape of a star.
Ah.
That said goo on it.
Yeah.
I approached him, and I asked him about his experience recording with Dinosaur Jr.
Yes.
On the Your Living All Over Me album, and I asked him, what were they screaming at the beginning? And he was forced to retch back into his history and remark to me that, oh, I sang on the second part of that.
Ah. So?
It was embarrassing as
hell. Didn't go well,
no.
Tell me what it felt like.
Just about the lowest point. But I walked away gleeful because that man was amazing at that moment to me. So. I don't know what to say about it.
Okay, literally. Guy puts Studio's DJ skills to shame with that back announcing. He walked that thing right to the what do you call that? In DJ talk, Studio? Hit the post. He hit the post. He hit the post on it.
I don't know what to say about this. I don't know what to say about this. So I'm in Minnesota, and this guy had just finished recording a Babes in Toyland album, and it was,
what a boring story. I also love how, can't give any names here. First of all, it's 24 years ago. What's he going to get? And it's one of two dudes. It's either Lee Ronaldo or Thurston Moore. And I'm trying to remember which one it would be. It's probably Lee Ronaldo, right? For a lot of people who don't know, me and Mike have a history with Dinosaur Jr. Mike would not be here if it was not for Dinosaur Jr. If it was not for him winding me up online, because I like Dinosaur Jr. and Mike would just bait me into arguing about them. And then you turn around and here we are. All these years later. It's strange, isn't it, Mike? It is weird. It's weird. Watching a lot of this Johnny Carson now on this antenna. There's this channel, Antenna, where the commercials pretty much consist of, you know the demographic for when the commercials are either, you can get life insurance if you're 70 years old. Like it's Alex Trebek telling these fossils that they could still get life insurance. At that point, what are you going to get back? You know you're getting ripped off. If you're 75 and you're starting that life insurance policy, really? What are you going to get back? It's a side of fries. So it's either that or catheter commercials that Chuck Woolery, who looks like he looks like Deadpool when you take when Deadpool took his mask off, he kind of looks like Chuck Woolery now. Chuck Woolery used to be this, and for people who don't know, this guy it was a game show host. He was like he looked like Dudley Do-Right. And then he got into a fight with me on Twitter. It makes it sound like I'm fighting with everyone. I only got a couple people. It's only a couple. Gary Shandling, Chuck Woolery, and that's pretty much it, right? And Luther Campbell from Two Live Crew. I think that's it. And the Johnny Carson, they're showing these old episodes of The Tonight Show. And this is like, oh, Johnny Carson, this genius. And you watch it, and he every other joke bombs. And they're jokes that are like, he told one where he was like, I don't know if anybody saw, but they just announced that on cable they're going to start a 24-hour channel that's only game shows, 24 hours of just game. He's talking about it as if like this is the end of the world. I guess it makes sense if you're up at 4 in the morning and you've got a craving for Wink Martindale. And then I'll laugh, and then my wife will say, "What's so funny?" I'm like, "It's not funny, actually. Don't worry. You're not missing anything." Then he told one where he's like, "The Olympics are coming up, and the McDonald's Corporation." He called it the McDonald's Corporation. The McDonald's Corporation has announced that they will be sponsoring one of the sponsors of the Olympics. And again, he's talking about this as if, like, could you imagine? It's like, yeah, that's how it is. That's how the whole world is now. And he said, it makes perfect sense because in my estimation, the thing that separates a good athlete from a great athlete is a diet of McNuggets. It's like, oh, God. These jokes. It's like, this is the king of this? The king. And there was a point where I swear he was telling a joke, and somebody literally went, boo, from the audience. And he said that it was fair for him to boo on one of the jokes. It was so bad. We keep it simple here. We like good old-fashioned fun. We like laughing. We like having a good time. And we like rock and roll records by bands like Sunshine and the Rain. Sunshine and the Rain. You like that, Mike? Where? They're from Bayonne, yes? The breadbasket of New Jersey. Bayonne. Can't Stop Thinking About You. Sunshine and the Rain. New single on Ernest Jennings Records. Go to ErnestJennings.com for more info on that. Great package. You remember Justin. Ashley from Black Hollies. It's great stuff. This is their duo. Love it. The phone number, 201-3-323-484. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. What's up tonight, Chief?
So I heard you talking to, I think it was Annie from Pittsburgh, and you were talking about local music. And so I'm from Nashville. I'm in Nashville now. I thought I'd tell you some Nashville bands that are awesome.
All right. Like who?
All right. So Fly Golden Eagle, my number one favorite. They're really awesome. Okay. The Wands and Apache Relay. Those are my top three, like, current local Nashville bands.
All right. Well, look, with that dynamic sales pitch you just presented, I don't know who wouldn't be excited about rocking out to those bands.
Super dynamic dude.
You are?
Not really, no. I'm a software
programmer,
so, yeah, believe it or not.
You sure you're not asleep right now? You calling in your sleep?
Not. No, it's just, I mean, you're a music dude. I thought you'd be excited. But.
Yeah, well, you're a little logy, bro. Got to bring some energy to this show.
All right, fair enough. I just didn't want to be one of those people that you hang up on, and I feel like I'm heading in that direction. So.
Wait, what did you think this was going to be?
I said I just didn't want to be one of those people that you hang up on.
Oh, never. That's like the highlight of any part of this show, right? That moment when they step back in the trap, that's when I feel like Bugs Bunny. That's me stepping out of frame and then popping back in a dress with lipstick on and a blonde wig. That's that. Right? Or showing up with an old man's wig on. Which way is it, Sonny? Oh, Bugs Bunny. That Deadpool movie should have just been a Bugs Bunny movie. They should have just made Bugs Bunny the movie. Like, full on. Not, I don't even know what that would be. I want some live action one where I got to, remember that one Bugs Bunny thing where it was like Brendan Fraser? Like, it was like Brendan Fraser and Jenna Elfman running around. It's like, and then the other, Space Jam, obviously, which is, I hope they remake Space Jam. Who'd be a good Michael Jordan now? Because Michael Jordan can't act. That guy. Imagine Space Jam now with DeMarcus Cousins. Boogie Cousins. That'd be awesome. Get Bugs Bunny. And DeMarcus Cousins. I'd see that movie. Best show.
Yes, hi. Is this Tom Sharpling?
Yes, this is Tom.
Happy birthday!
What was that? Who is this?
Not who is this. What is this?
What is this?
It's your birthday, Graham. Your drumogram.
It's a birthday drumogram.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Let's see. It's from here's a note. Best wishes, buddy. Darren Ploppleton, keep rocking.
Okay, Darren, yes. Is a guy who I work with.
Yes, he sent you a drumogram.
Uh-huh, a drumogram.
Yes.
I've never heard of a drumogram.
Oh, it's only the coolest new thing ever. You've heard of singing telegrams, right?
Sure, of course.
Well, this is like that, but with drums. Did you enjoy my rendition of the Beatles' hit song, Birthday?
That's what that was?
Yes!
Okay, sure, I did enjoy it. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
Well, I didn't, but it's Kiku.
Kiku?
Yes.
What kind of name is Kiku, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind you asking at all. It's actually made up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My real name is Mort.
Okay.
But how not cool a name is that, right?
Uh-huh.
And Kiku sounds like I could be an Indian or like a Zulu warrior or something, right?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's Kiku. So it's like an amorphous, not Mort type name.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mort's not a fun name.
Sure. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, Mort that's a pretty unusual name for somebody who's like under, I don't know, 70?
Well, my parents were both 70 when they had me.
They were both 70.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're in the Guinness book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
So they're now, are they still with us?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're both 102?
They are. They're in the Guinness book for that, too.
Uh-huh.
For having kids oldest for that, and also drinking the most beer in one sitting.
When did they set that record?
They were in their 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you've got a very Guinness-centric family.
Yeah, do you know what kind of beer they were drinking?
What?
Guess.
Guinness.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can sing pretty well, too, right?
Yeah. Well, in terms of the drumming there, Mort, I mean Kiku.
Show me some respect.
Sure. I know. I couldn't help but notice you kind of, I guess to put it politely, kind of petered out there down the home stretch.
Yeah, I know. Look, this is actually my first week on the job, and you're only my fourth ever call.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, and this gig is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
That was my easiest call so far because the drums on Birthday are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier today, I had to do a drumogram for some other guy's birthday.
Yeah.
And I had to play Iron Maiden's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And I had to pretend I had flagrant diarrhea to get out of it.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a 14-minute song.
It is, too. Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Not a fun song either. I only have like a quarter of the tom-toms needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pull off.
Very hard. But you know what? I wouldn't be in this boat at all if the warthogs hadn't broken up.
Uh-huh. The warthogs.
Yes.
Who are the warthogs?
My old band.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We played post-1983 Dee Dee Ramone songs only.
Huh. So that's a pretty narrow...
It is, yeah.
Catalog for a band.
Yeah, but it's good stuff. You know, Warthog, Crummy Stuff, Weasel Face, Too Tough to Die. Drop my sticks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Any other songs you do in the Warthogs?
Why do you ask?
I mean, so you just did those four.
Oh, no, we did more. We did, let's see, Eight Man Hop. Someone's at the door.
Uh-huh.
They're making sad faces at me. What else do we do? Don't Bust My Chops, Worm Man.
Squeaky chair there, Kiku.
Pardon me?
It sounds like you got a pretty squeaky chair there.
I do. Yeah, I keep dropping things. I have to bend over, and it squeaks like that. You hear it?
Like if Larry David heard that chair, he'd probably say it's pretty, pretty squeaky.
He'd go, pretty, pretty squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty squeaky. What else did we do? We did Funky Guy, Planet Earth, 1988, Chinese Bitch, Eat That Rat, Freak of Nature, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some real kind of key catalog.
Absolutely.
Songs.
Yeah. And that stuff's pretty easy to play. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. And the Warthogs, you guys did well enough to make a living?
Oh no. Uh-huh. No. That's why I need your help.
Okay.
See, I'm on the balls of my ass here. Ugh. Don't you love that term?
No.
I love it, and I see it more and more every day.
That's the first time I've heard it. I don't
Google
like it. No.
It's out there. People are saying it left and right, and it's so great.
Uh-huh. I don't like it.
No. Well, look, anyway, so I'm going to lose my job if I don't do any better.
Okay.
And I have a massive family to support. I've been a very naughty boy.
Uh-huh.
I've got 17 kids all under the age of 8.
17?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have to get better to support them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you'll help me out with this, you can kind of help me practice. I'm going to play some drum things, and you tell me if you recognize them, because if you can recognize them, that means I'm doing well, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so here's one. Okay, do you recognize that?
No.
It's Born in the USA.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, how about this one?
Is that,
that one?
The Immigrant Song?
Yeah, and that's the best I played it. Wasn't it great?
It's. I see what you're going for.
I could have gone for at least 5 more seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the song goes for a lot longer than 5 more seconds.
How long does it go? I never listened to the whole thing.
It's
a minute?
It's like, you know, it's like a 4.5 minute song.
Four minute
song.
That's hard to do with your foot when you're sober.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
Is it, it sounds like it could be either Watching the Detectives.
Or what?
Or Poison Arrow by ABC.
Who?
Poison Arrow by ABC.
No, I was playing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Oh, okay. Now I'm with you on that.
Oh, man, I thought I was doing good. All right, how about this? Oh, wait, ouch, ow, I got both of them. Ow. Did you know what that was?
No.
That was It Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, I didn't get it. I didn't get that one at all.
I wonder if we're going to keep this job or not.
It's tricky.
It is.
Maybe. I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't know how hard do you think it would be to get the Warthogs back together?
Very hard.
Really?
2 of the other guys are dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I might be responsible.
You might.
Might.
Okay.
Let's change the topic, okay?
Let me just ask you, and I'm not putting any judgment on this.
Oh, no. Okay. This is going to hurt my feelings.
Well, considering that you're alive and the other 2 guys aren't, I think you need to get past that.
Okay, do you think I need to get legal representation?
I'm only going to ask you, look, you answer it or don't answer it.
Okay.
What is the percentage that you might actually be involved in their death?
I'm going to follow Skrillex's lead and say, I don't think I can talk about this because it might get me in a whole heap of trouble.
Skrillex said that?
Yes, from Big Pharma. What's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy that jacked up the price of that drug.
Oh, yeah. Well, his name's not, that's not Skrillex.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes.
That's Martin Scarelli or something like that.
No, you're thinking of Martin Fry from ABC, who you previously mentioned.
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking
What are the chances that Martin Fry or ABC has been mentioned twice on your show in one night?
It's probably a pretty good chance, as yeah. Larry David would say.
Pretty, pretty unusual. Yeah. No, pretty, pretty... The odds are pretty, pretty slim.
Uh-huh. All right, well, the odds are pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, Mort.
See, I'm not good at math either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Mort, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, here's what I hope you can tell me.
What?
I heard this Bee Gees song on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
And I can't find it anywhere. Maybe you can help me with it?
Okay. Well, I can try.
From what I remember, it goes something like this. Hang on. I wish I kept it in my pants the night you asked me to dance, but now we're married and I'm singing the blues. Our behavior that night was scandalous, and I jumped out your window sandalless because your boyfriend came home early. From church. Do you know what record that's on?
I don't know. Is it not on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack?
It might be on Coke Spoon.
Wait, what's that?
On Coke Spoon?
Is that
no, the one that's got the Coke Spoon on the cover.
With the lady laying in the Coke Spoon.
Yes, Lady Coke Spoon.
Was that their mascot, Lady Coke Spoon?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her name. I know that cover.
Oh, yeah, Lady Cokespoon. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is, well, I guess if Larry David was talking about it, he'd say...
It's pretty... No, you do one.
I'm not... I don't have it down the way you do.
It's pretty, pretty, pretty... Funny. Cool. Was it cool or... I can't remember. It was cool, right? It's pretty, pretty cool. And if you were here, you'd see I'm scratching my chin every time I do it. Pretty, pretty cool.
For a second, I wasn't sure if that was Larry David.
Oh, hang on. My turn to watch the kids.
Yeah.
They're so loud, yes. And this is them on like three, too.
So those are your kids.
Those are my children, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, some of them are monster babies. Hold on. Stop it, you guys. Come on. Quiet. Quiet. Please. Oh, thank you. Yeah, some of them are monster babies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, here comes one now. Hey, you little stinker! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Wow. That's wild stuff. As Johnny Carson would say, wild stuff. That is weird. So the topic tonight, and it's the hashtag... The evaluating. Do you know what this is, Mike? Yeah, I'm terrible. Oh, this guy's he's no different than that the zombie down in Nashville who called. Yeah, I got an idea. I'll tell you the look. I'm going to say this. The looks I get out there from all three. Give me the look. I don't know what I'm not doing, what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm not supposed to be doing. I'm clearly doing something wrong. Because between Mike and Dudio and Pat, I think I'm heading for a, it's like a straight up Hamlet situation here. Right? At two, let's go. Right? The evaluating. What do you need help about? There are things you need help evaluating. I know I need help figuring out some of these things. Like what's an intimidating, like Thomas Pynchon. Like, you look at this thing, it's the most daunting thing imaginable. It's like 10,000 pages waiting for you. And you don't know where to get in. And if are there's some people you're like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Should I even try it? Like, who's somebody like that, Mike, that you're not even sure if you should make the move to try to understand it or figure it out, or you've tried, you don't know what to do? John Bart. Barth. Yeah. Okay, you've tried.
All his books are big and, you know, very, you know, difficult to read.
Mm-hmm.
You hard to get into.
And you don't know would you want somebody to tell you the one to go, the go-to one?
I tried his first, which is pretty short.
Okay. All right. Because look. Like, if I was to ask you, like, what, you know, I can't get into, Joni Mitchell. Like, I try. I don't know what to do with that. I try, and it confuses me, and I want to love it because everybody loves it. But is it like the band? Am I never going to get it? What should I do? What should I do? That's the one for me, it's Joni Mitchell. Somebody tell me, what's the good stuff? What's the bad stuff? I don't know. Help me. Best show.
Yes, Tom.
Hi.
Best show. Hi there. This is Adam from Tampa.
Adam from Tampa. What's up, Adam?
Not all a lot. How's it going?
It's going all right. What can I do for you, Chief?
Well, I actually wanted to thank you for something and then ask advice about where to move from there.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I hate Tom Waits now.
Okay.
And before I started listening to the show, I didn't. I loved Tom Waits. You know, every era I made excuses for all of it. Now, I can limit my excuses to 3 albums.
That's one of the things I love best about what I do with this show, is breaking the spirit of Tom Waits fans. When somebody says to me, I used to love Tom Waits, now I can't stand him because of what you did on the show, because look, if you like it, more power to God bless you. I truly, truly do not like it. I don't. I've tried. I don't like it. It's not my thing, man. But when some Tom Waits fan tells me, you showed me the error of my ways, I'll take it. Like Mike used to always be talking about Tom Waits said this. Mike said to me one, Tom Waits said, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal or lobotomy or whatever. Some one of these quotes. He's bragging. And then like a couple years later, Mike's like, he gives me a Christmas gift. It's a cassette of Rain Dogs. Like a used cassette, like a well-worn cassette. He's like, I don't need this anymore. So you don't like Tom Waits anymore?
I don't. I have patience. It's funny you mentioned Rain Dogs. I have patience for Rain Dogs and the albums on either side of it. That's it. The 2 albums on either side of it. That's it. But okay. I have to ask you advice with that being said.
Yeah, what do you need?
Who did what he's been trying to do for, I don't know what, 40 years? Who's done that better that I might not know about?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who's the real Tom Waits, right?
Yeah, like not Captain Beefheart, because I have the same feelings about Captain Beefheart.
Well, I think you're wrong on that. Captain Beefheart's that's the real deal.
Yeah, but I've heard Captain Beefheart. Like,
okay,
who besides Captain Beefheart?
Well, throw it out to the listenership. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, it's Z-Man. How are you doing?
Oh, it's Z-Man. For people
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, buddy. For people who don't know, this guy on the line right now, we've had callers, they come and they go and they check in and they check out, they split, they're here, they're there, they're gone. There's people who used to call this show and we never hear a peep from them anymore. Then there's guys who are here and they're not going anywhere and I can take it to the bank. And this guy, Z-Man, is one of those guys. He initially started calling. He's got, I guess the best way to put it is, he's got a split personality. Is that fair to say?
Is that? I don't know that that's a fair thing to say. That might be feeding into some stereotypes I'm not too fond of.
It's a fight. Every day is a fight for this guy.
I don't know about that either.
He's got this puppet named Wally. Does Wally have a last name?
Yeah, it's Wackerman. I'm not sure if you
Wacky Man.
You picked that up in the last 8 years.
Okay. So Wally Wacky Man, and this guy Z-Man struggles. Every day is a struggle to not put this puppet on his hand. And I think it's like he becomes the puppet, and then the puppet does things, and then he wakes up in an alley with the puppet on his hand, and God knows what happened, right?
Yeah, my good days and my bad days.
He told me one time he woke up, and the puppet's purple. But one time his puppet was blood red. He said, red, like it was, like he dropped him in a punch bowl full of high C. This puppet, but it was blood. And then he asked the puppet, he went to the police station, and the puppet confessed. And Z-Man actually beat the rap. So the puppet is currently in jail.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can, get him bailed out sometime soon so we can get back down to business.
So Z-Man, what's going on, bro?
Not too much. Right now we're just
smoking a bowl, looking around, right?
What?
A little bit of God's green herb.
Do I really rub you that way?
You and Wally sitting around, sparking up, right?
I've never touched this stuff in my life.
I don't have to tell you, bud.
That's okay.
So you're sitting around.
Yeah, right now I'm just gearing up, in a week and a day I'll have a 1-year-old, so that's kind of exciting.
That's fantastic. God bless you, Z-Man. Mazel tov.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a birthday party we're doing on, Saturday, and I've been, working on some fun stuff for that.
Sure. I guess my invite must have gotten lost, but I'll, I wish you guys are going to have a blast.
Come on.
You're going to have a blast at the thing, I'm sure.
I've invited you to other things. At this, we just wanted to keep it smaller.
Sure. Oh, no. Don't worry. Message received. Message received. Loud and clear. Keep it small. You want to keep it small.
If we could have had more people, you would have been the first.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been the first. Of course I would have been the first invited. But you want to keep it small. No, I get it. Well, God bless you. God bless you. You guys are going to have the time of your lives at this thing.
Yes, thank
you. So you're working on this thing.
And I also just wanted to call because you've been talking about Manson a little bit lately.
Yeah, because I'm listening to this audio book. I don't know if you – I think you should stay away from that stuff. You know what I mean? Right. This might be like gasoline for you.
Okay.
You're suggestible.
Okay, but I think you were talking about something on TV where they were, like, glamorizing it.
Yeah, there was a movie called Manson Girls, which was on the Lifetime, I believe. And it comes down to this thing where it's like they were making them all, like, look like CW kids. And it was like they were all filthy and beaten up out in the... They were living in the Death Valley or at Spawn Ranch. They were all beat up. But this movie had to, It's just like, hey, let's click back on the serial killer scary mind control part, and let's make sure that the girls all kiss each other on this, and everybody could get all titillated. Thumbs down, Manson mm-hmm. girls.
But on that note, I was just wondering if you ever saw several years back, I think it was a TV movie or maybe a TV miniseries about the Beach Boys, and they covered that connection with, was it Dennis Wilson who got involved with that?
I think so, yes.
And do you know if you ever saw that?
I might have seen it. I might have.
Okay, because it just, this one part always sticks out in my mind. It's kind of hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's, I guess he's trying to, like, he realizes, he's like, I gotta get out of this. Mm-hmm. And there's just, like, a shot of Manson looking out a window from, like, a house or whatever it was they were holed up in.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you can't leave the family. And his eyes are all mighty crazy. Uh-huh. And the actor's basically mm-hmm. hamming it up even for someone sure. playing Manson.
Yeah, you know, he killed, five, seven people died at the, oh, in two nights.
That's terrible.
I'm kidding. I was just doing that to you because you were having a good time there.
Well, no, I'm not having a time. I'm just talking about how they played this thing in a ridiculous, comical
My favorite scene in the Beach Boys. My favorite scene in that Beach Boys movie was when they were having a big party, and then, like, this one really close friend of the three brothers in the Beach Boys, because it was the Wilson brothers. There were three of them. There were these three brothers, the Wilson brothers, right? Three of them. Three brothers, last name begins with a W. And then they were having this party. And then there was the one guy who was, like, friends with, like, it was, like, Al Jardine. And they were, like...
like a radio show?
Yeah. And they were, like, hey, Al, we wish we could get you into this party, but it's pretty tight in here. Maybe next time. And then Al Jardine skulked off and cried. But the three brothers whose names begin with W, from the entertainment family, they.
I'm sure this guy, was Al Jardine, would have loved hanging out, for a 1-year-old birthday party, right? That would have been just a thrill.
Well, no, I'm sure Al would have loved to have seen look, God bless your kid, no offense. Your kid's not going to be dancing on the table and everybody's going to be clapping, right?
She does like to dance on the table.
All right, take it easy. No, you're...
Wait.
It's about the people getting together and talking and having a good time.
No, I know, and I'm not lying when I said you would have been the next one.
Of course.
I couldn't have invited everyone I wanted to.
Oh, I know. Could, yeah. Who said it was everyone? One more invite. Don't worry, I'm busy that day, Z-Man. Couldn't have done it anyway. I got plans. I'm supposed to go see Deadpool again.
I invited you to my wedding.
Yeah, I did. I was there.
Really? I don't remember that.
I was in the rafters, like the Phantom of the Opera. Do you remember that part when a mask fell down, like a half-face mask?
I must have been busy dancing.
When it hit the hoopa? You don't remember that?
I guess I was just so caught up in everything.
Yeah. You remember? Now, look, I'm busy anyway.
Okay. On the topic of weddings, could you possibly please send me that picture from Jason's wedding?
No, I deleted it.
Oh, I had a feeling you'd say that. Oh, well, it was
I deleted it. There wasn't enough room. There just wasn't enough room on my phone.
Oh,
no, I would have kept
you.
Look,
if you had room
No, there wasn't room for, if there was room for one more picture, that'd still be the first picture that would have been there. Be the first picture that would have stayed on my phone. There just wasn't enough room, buddy. I only had to keep pictures of my family on there. This is the most fun I could ever have is teasing you, Z-Man.
Yeah, I'm glad, I'm at a point where I play along and don't take it personal.
Well, look, Z-Man, this is what I'm going to do for your kid.
Okay.
Your beautiful daughter, whose name
is... You
going
to buy her a ticket to Dirty Grandpa?
No, I'm not going to buy her a ticket for Dirty Grandpa. I'm going to get her a ticket for Deadpool.
Oh, okay. Well,
you took her to see the Warriors when she was 4 months old.
She didn't see the movie.
At this rate, 4 months, Warriors. 1 year should be Deadpool, right?
Maybe.
And then what do we get in? Where do we go after that? Dancer in the Dark?
Oh, boy.
Where are we going? Where do we go past that? Right? I don't know, bro. You're the one setting the accelerated film viewing schedule. Mike's saying Straw Dogs. No, don't you? No, not Straw Dogs, Mike. Alfredo Garcia. No. Give me your kid's PayPal address. I'm going to PayPal your kid $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah. Not to be touched by you.
All right, I'll have to set it up for her.
Yeah, not to be touched by you, though. I don't want you spending it.
Okay.
I want you spending it on a couple bolts of fresh purple felt. Daddy can buy the good stuff now. He's got $10,000. All right, buddy.
Wait, can I ask one more thing? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What do you got?
In reference to Wally, I could put a quick call out.
Uh-huh.
You remember on, you know, that night at the Iron Monkey, he made his public debut at the gathering.
Yeah. Yeah.
2009.
Yeah.
There was video on YouTube of it, a little bit, and it disappeared. And if anyone has any video of that night, so it was me and Wally at all.
I had it, but then the CIA came and asked me for it.
Oh, damn. I'll have to follow up with them.
They said they needed it. They were putting a case together.
All right.
If anybody out there has the video of Wally Wacky Man from 2009?
I don't remember exactly what month. It might have been late 2009.
At the
Iron Monkey Rooftop Gathering. Any video whatsoever, it would mean the world to me.
There you go. But hopefully somebody will dig it up.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great night, Tom.
You too, buddy. You know I
Take
love
care. You. No, yeah,
you know I love you, buddy, right?
Yes.
You know it.
Yes.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Good guy. Mike hates him, but I love him. Good guy. Best show.
Hi, this is Ryan from Chicago.
Ryan from Chicago. What's up, Ryan?
Nothing much. I'm a recent new listener slash first-time caller now.
Welcome. Ryan, give me some insight. What brought you? How did you first hear about the best show?
Well, a friend of mine named Eric from Philadelphia, he kept posting tweets about it, and I got really curious, and I asked him about it, and he told me about it, and then I also listened to Hollywood Handbook, and I heard you on it.
Yes.
So that's kind of what brought me here, I guess.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you on the Earwolf message board?
I'm not, actually.
You're not.
I'm on the subreddit, but it's not as big as the message board.
The subreddit? I can't look at that. Can't do it.
Yeah, Reddit's a tough place to be. I don't really like it all that much,
rough,
to be honest.
Rough stuff, man. Can't do it.
Yeah. But I was calling in to talk to you about something you brought up a little earlier, the live-action Looney Tunes movie with Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Yeah.
Which is also starring Steve Martin.
Yes, that's right. Steve Martin plays the villain in it.
Yeah, it's the weirdest movie I've seen, I think, in most of my short life. But I was reading up on it because when you brought it back, I just decided to kind of look it up. Apparently, that was originally supposed to be Space Jam 2.
Ah.
And Michael Jordan didn't sign on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to be a spy vehicle starring Jackie Chan.
Space Jam 2. What would he have been in, his wizard's uniform at that point? Hey, it's Michael Jordan, and he's having his knee drained. Hey, Bugs Bunny, cool out for a minute. Michael Jordan just needs to have both his knees drained before he gets up and goes 2-for-17 from the field in this game as he plays with Larry Hughes and Kwame Brown.
That sounds about accurate.
Space Jam 2. They should have locked Michael Jordan into something where he had to make a space. He didn't realize he had to make a Space Jam every year, right?
Yeah.
And now he'd still be making them, like as yeah. like the owner of the Hornets, right?
Do you think he would? Absolutely. Do you think it'd be like a Netflix series at this point?
No, at this point he'd be like, I think it'd still be theatrical. All of them would still have to be theatrical. Full-length theatrical movies, like Elvis, like the way Elvis movies came out.
Okay, so like Blue Hawaii and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it would be like now it's Michael Jordan and Frank Kaminsky the third trying to save Earth.
Do you think, I know a year or two ago there were rumors that LeBron James signed on to do a Space Jam 2, like official series, like sequel. Do you think he'd be like the young gun, like guy to step up and save Earth?
I'd love to see. No, I think they need to keep the original Space Jam crew together. Sean Bradley, Larry Johnson. Who else?
Charles Barkley was in it.
Charles Barkley.
Bill Murray was in it as well.
Yes. They need to have, those people still need to save Earth. And then you pick it up and Earth has now been captured by the aliens because these guys suck now, right?
Yeah.
And Earth is just under alien rule.
And they're all the basketball players are. I remember one scene where they have the ball and chain attached to Michael Jordan's leg, and he's forced to sign autographs, and all the kids are making fun of him for signing their autograph.
Sure. All right, what so can I do for you, like, Chief? Anything else?
I also have this really cool zine that I picked up from a local bookstore. You might be interested in it. It's the album Goo by Sonic Youth. But it's called Sonnet Youth, and someone took all the songs from that album and rewrote them as sonnets.
Sure, I'll check it out. Sounds great. Thanks for the call. Sonnet Youth. Yeah. Best show.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Who do you think?
Tom? The host of the best show?
Good guess. Good guess. You got it. First guess. Out of the box, you got who it was. What's up, Chief?
I totally got scooped by that last caller, if I'm going to be honest.
Why is that?
I wanted to talk Space Jam 2 with mm-hmm. LeBron James.
Okay. Well, you got beat. Sometimes you get beat. It's like the movie Nightcrawler. Sometimes you get beat. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Believe it or not, you have another Pittsburgh caller.
Oh, goody.
My name is Grant.
Okay, Grant. Where are you calling from in Pittsburgh? What neighborhood?
Dormont.
What can I do for you?
Well, my big question is, I have a lot of friends who think Morrissey is one of the greatest musical artists of all time, and I've never really understood it. Is it worth my time to kind of, you know, give him a fair chance?
Try like a greatest hits or something. Try the singles. Going with the singles.
So I've heard some of his hits.
Yeah.
Like when I'm out at like a bar. Mm-hmm. What it sounds to me like is new wave. If you took everything that's fun or catchy out of it.
Wow, you might not like it then. What about that song Suede Head?
I don't think I've heard that one.
Well, try that one.
Okay.
See if that one makes the difference. Thanks, bro. Best show.
This is Kevin.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm listening live.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These guys are a snooze, man. They killed it. They killed it. We had such a good rhythm going. What a fun show. And then it's just smeared by a snooze-a-thon. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Jefferson from Texas.
Jefferson. No, this is not an offense to you. Hey, Mike, no more dudes the rest of the night.
Fair.
What's up, Jefferson?
I had a quick one for the topic.
Okay, what do you got?
I don't really know how to get into, like, psychedelic metal. I've been listening to a lot of Monster Magnet here lately because Dave Windorf has been on the Dave Hill Show.
Okay.
But I don't really know what other bands to try.
Listen to Dust. Try Dust next, or Sir Lord Baltimore.
Okay.
Go with those two bands. They both put out two albums. They're both awesome. Try Dust or Sir Lord Baltimore.
Thank you.
Of course. Because that is maybe the best period of anything with hard rock ever, is that period to me. Best show.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Who's this? I think I know who this is.
This is BB, man.
BB from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And when I hear you, you know what I think of. When there's nowhere else to run, right? Is there room for one more son? One more son.
Well.
Your boy, Brandon Flowers, driving down the strip.
Not lately.
No. What's going on tonight, BB?
Well, you know, I've been curious about your state of mind since your birthday.
Yeah.
It sounded like you had a couple of cold pints of canal water, thinking about how the last year went.
Yes.
Like everybody does when you get to a certain...
Oh. Yeah.
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 And when you said reevaluating, I thought, right, you're trying to decide between a four-wheel and a hand truck as to the method of conveying your equipment there to the ocean.
Yes. BB, you speak truth.
Yeah. And I could tell you a story. It might, I don't know, might provide you some encouragement.
I'll try
to keep it out of the realm of bad company.
Let's hear it. Look, that would never happen to you. So don't worry about
that. That's really kind of you to say, sir.
Of course.
I'll keep it brief. I ran away from home, and I wanted to be a writer, and I moved to Philly into a tiny little basement apartment and hooked up with the city paper because just wanted to know if I would, I was temping, and then I would get them freelance pieces. And I approached them. I said, I want to interview this guy. He's got a cartoon that runs in free weeklies, and I'm just interested in talking to him about his work. They said that would be great if you could get a hold of him. And I did, and he called me back, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, and we talked for like an hour and a half, and he was such a nice guy. And it's the same thing. He'd been writing for free weeklies himself and doing mostly band reviews and things. And he was just a really nice guy. And he said when he started on this cartoon that he'd been doing, he goes, God, I wish I'd figured this out. I wish I'd known all this when I was younger, you know, and I could maybe have gotten even better at it by now, you know, if I had known what I know then. And I said, well, how can you have the wisdom you have now without living it? You know, it's like... you're not going to, what you're doing now is based on the experiences you had. You're ready for it. You're ready for it right now. He goes, that's really kind of you to say. And, you get a chance, give me a call back sometime. I really got to go. And, the article ran and it was, ran in the city paper. I think that was February of 87. And, now I know, I don't know if this fits in with your... I know you tend to... there's a certain level of success, and I think you're capable of it, and you can decide yourself you want to do it. But that guy was... I think he was 32 at that time,
mm-hmm.
and it was Matt Groening.
Oh, my goodness. That's an awesome story.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He, at that point... toiling away. Didn't even say anything about the Tracy Ullman show yet.
Mm-hmm.
Was really into Life in Hell and some other book he wanted to write. Didn't say anything about The Simpsons at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But just really was just open and just kept moving like a shark. You know, just kept eating and moving.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Look.
And I see that in you also.
Well, BB. At that point, was so you were talking to him. He was doing Life in Hell.
Yeah. But he was also writing a book that he wanted to call Hypnosis and Stupidity.
All right. Look, I get it. I get it. I get it.
You know, I don't think you relish that level of success, but I also feel you're capable of it.
Wow.
And this ultimately is a platform for what you do, that is touring. Mm-hmm. And everybody who knows seeks you out. And, you know, just you ran into one yob who asked you, do you miss it?
Yeah, that guy.
The obvious response is, well, obviously you're missing it.
Do you miss it? What am I doing, BB? I'm banging my head against the wall. I'm trying to get the word out on this show. What should I do? Should I throw the show out and just, should I make it, should it be 40 minutes long? Is that what the best show needs to be now? So that people can understand it more?
No, unless you, I don't know, if you want to do 40 minutes long 3 days a week.
I can't do that.
I know. This is the thing. People are used to looking for you on Tuesday night.
That's the whole thing. But I get these I don't know how to get into it. It's too long. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just built. Maybe it's just built. It's built on faulty ground, baby. Maybe the thing's built on faulty. It's faulty ground.
Well, that was the other thing. I mean, you toiled in this spot for another organization. And here it is, you're working for yourself for a little over a year.
Yeah.
There's going to be some, it's just that meet, I mean, I don't get this thing about if it doesn't go out over the air, it's not radio.
Oh, I don't care about that.
And nor should anyone.
Yeah. No, this is what it is. There kind of is only one of these.
That is correct.
Who else is doing this? Because look. This shows that I get where I'm at now. I feel like I'm at the peak of my powers right now. But I only got a little bit of time left. Got a little bit
of time. And all the energy is concentrated on you.
I don't want to turn into one of these people who doesn't know that they miss it, that it's over, that the best years are behind them. I don't want the show to be that. Be some flabby show. I don't want that, BB.
That ain't gonna happen.
Well,
you're not built that way.
Well, you're nice to say that. We'll see.
Well, I mean it.
Was Matt Groening selling his books at that point to make money for the show? For Simpsons?
No, you know, he was doing a lot of... He and Steve Vance were working together on some stationery that were... kind of based on old movie posters, mostly just cartooning and graphic design.
All right, baby. I'll keep going for a little bit longer.
Well, you know, I just, it's not like I'm telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah. It's over. Andy Kindler just wrote it. He just tweeted at me. Just said it's over. He said, wave the white flag at Sharpling.
It's over.
Your best years are behind you.
I remember the first joke that I ever heard from Andy Kindler when his mother said, told my ma I didn't get the audition. And she said, Andrew, it's their loss. And he said, Ma, they're taking it real well.
You're the best, baby. Thank you.
I like you, too.
I will talk to you real soon. You call anytime you want.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Neil in New Jersey. How are you tonight?
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to jump in on your question about where to get into Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, what should I do?
I would pick up Blue or Court and Spark.
Okay.
I think she has a lot of albums, and I have not listened to all of them, and a couple of the later ones are snoozes.
Yeah.
But those are a couple early ones that she's really on those ones. They're great to listen to.
Court and Spark.
Pretty consistent
I'll try.
All the way through.
Okay, those are the ones I'll try.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. I don't think you need to find one.
No, I know those.
They're dollar bin.
Sure. I'm with you.
They're
good. Those are good suggestions. Thanks, bro. Thanks. Sharpling and Warris, they're live in Durham, North Carolina. Do not miss it. If you are in North Carolina or in that area of the country, Saturday, February 27th, Durham, North Carolina at Motor Co. Tickets are on sale now. StereoLaughs.com/tour. That's StereoLaughs, LAFFS.com/tour. It's going to be so much fun. It's probably the last time we're doing that version of the live show. If you wanted to see it, that's your chance. February 27th, Durham, North Carolina, Sharpling and Worcester. Live! Best show. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Is this Tom?
It is
Tom. Am I on?
Yes, you are. To whom am I speaking?
This is Nick in Chicago.
Nick.
Yes.
What's up, Nick?
I wanted to give my opinion on the better version of Tom Waits.
Okay, who is it?
I think it's Nick Cave.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think Nick Cave might be the good Tom Waits.
Good Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Came before Tom Waits, too.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, because he was a... Well, did he come before him? No, he didn't come before him. Tom Waits was around in the early 70s.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Well, shut that one to hell. Get off my phone. I don't know. Guy try. He started before him, too. No, he didn't. Eh, you're right, he didn't. Have you been following Kanye West with his real classy way to ring in a new album, this guy? Classy. Really? I was so excited about hearing that album. That's the last album I would want to hear. Because all I hear is a guy screaming. I was so excited about that album. I was ready. He just kept yelling. He's like, you know, it's like that movie Steve Jobs, when every time it was like the big announcement, it was like high drama and everybody's having a meltdown around him. He's actually doing the Steve Jobs routine. I don't know. And then that SNL thing was not good. That one song where he was like in front of a flat screen TV or something. Playing like Night Flight. Like USA Night Flight. I don't know, man. I was ready. Now I want nothing to do with it. And then he's like saying he's broke. He's in debt. He's in debt. You know, first of all, like he's a maniac. Whatever. He screams, yells, contradicts himself. I love a bunch of his albums. I don't love other ones. And he, I was ready for this one. Couldn't care less now. I need a little bit of a break. Because he's like on Twitter, he's like saying, I need money for the... It's like, well, are you selling books from your personal thing to put your new album? No, you're not? Okay, well then don't talk to me about that. He's also one of these guys who just talks about his marriage a little too much, like how great it is, you know, like beating the drum a little too hard. Wanted to like this album. Now he talked me out of wanting to hear it. All I'm going to hear is some dude screaming on Twitter. If I wanted to hear some dude who feels like he didn't get his just desserts yelling on Twitter, I would talk to myself. The SNL wasn't good. Get a grip. Some guy... I didn't even watch the whole episode yet. I watched the one song. The one song was good. It was like a guy testing out a auto tune system. Hey, that first song sucked, that was not a good song. Is the second song good? Maybe the second song's the best song I'll ever hear in my life. I don't know. This guy's broke. What did he do with that money from the Adult Swim upfronts a few years ago? He certainly didn't spend it on the presentation that night. Adult Swim does these things for advertisers where they have concerts, and Kanye West played one of them. I think they pay them. They just shovel mountains of money at them, and he performed, and it was basically just him in this kind of with this smoke machine and an iPod. Definitely was keeping the money on that one. Best show.
Hey, is my on?
You are.
Hey, did you guys solve the Good Time Waits yet?
Yeah, we said it, as people say, it's Nick Cave.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. What do you think of like a Howlin' Wolf?
Okay, maybe it's Howlin' Wolf then. I don't know enough Howlin' Wolf. What should I listen to for Howlin' Wolf? Teach me.
There's a track called "Who's Been Talking" that Tom Waits even covers. So covers it live, and it's pretty much like. Dead on, you know, dead on Tom Waits, but from like 50s or so.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I'll check it out. Oh, boy. Should we do half hour power tonight, guys? Yeah. Let's do it. At midnight, the best show will end, and half hour power will start a few minutes later. It's the best show post show, and we'll have Dudio and AP Mike and Pat Byrne in here and take open phone calls. Unscreened. I don't know what to do, right? What are we going to do, Mike? Should I make the show should it be a half hour long? Then people would get it.
It's so long, I don't know how to go.
I don't know what to tell you. It's too long. I don't know. 201-332-3484. Trying. Maybe you got to just change. Maybe you got a half hour long just burst of things. We'll review episodes of Sanford and Son every week or something. Those podcasts seem to be popular. I'll be drunk and I'll review Sanford and Son episodes. Right? How's that? Get hammered. I'll do a different one every week at Sanford and Son. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Lana from Cambridge.
Lana from Cambridge. Cambridge, Massachusetts. How are you?
That's right. I'm good.
Fancy.
How are you?
It's so fancy up there.
Is it?
It
I
is.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? You've never seen that school there? Ascot U?
Well, I am not affiliated with said university, mm-hmm. so it's not okay. Not all of Cambridge is fancy. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
But I have a story about a Valentine's Day story that I think may warm your heart and the heart of your listeners. if you don't mind, I'd like to share it with you.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I'm getting married in March. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And my fiance, I don't know how you pronounce it as like a, if it's a man or if it's a woman based on, because I'm not affiliated with said fancy
sure.
university. But
yes.
Anyway, he takes me out for Valentine's Day and we're at this, and I actually had my like hair and makeup trial for like our wedding. So my hair is like in this beautiful updo and I have like pretty makeup on and it's a little bit weird because it's like broad daylight. So I look like, I don't know, like a Miller to Bragg because I'm wearing jeans and a full face of makeup. But anyway, we go out at night and we go to this fancy Italian restaurant and it's very intimate and candle lit and there's only about 30, you know, seats in the whole restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he says to me, like, he's like not usually the most romantic guy in the world, but he says to me, like, you know, this is our last Valentine's Day as an unmarried couple and but it's not our last. There'll be many more to come. I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And then he says, and, you know, we said we weren't going to exchange gifts, but here's something for you that's very special. And I'm, like, shaking because it's like, oh, my gosh, it's, like, the most romantic thing anyone's ever said. And we're at this dinner, and my life is going so well. We're going to get married.
Let me see if I can guess.
Yes.
Then he pulled away a curtain. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the Dan band were there. Right? That filth band. That does dirty versions of like Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That is kind of like, that's actually not that far off.
Okay.
He takes out a package from his bag and he hands it to me and I unwrap it and in a beautiful gilded frame is a signed autograph, high quality, 8x10 headshot of AP Mike.
Oh my God. So he says to you,
darling.
Does he talk like that? Does he talk like Thurston Howell III?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Darling, I know that this is our last Valentine's Day as an unmarried couple. But fear not, Poopsie, there will be many more to come. I knew we said we wouldn't exchange gifts, but I went and got this $10 autographed photo of AP Mike.
Yeah.
What did Mike say?
Mike said he can't believe how many he's sold. This guy, these headshots are everywhere. This guy, I ran off a bunch of them for him. And then, look, he was selling them at the Philly show. Admittedly, truth be told, was there a Carrie type element to it? Yes, there was. Did I want to see him not sell one of them?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I did. But now he's like Carrie. He's like, instead of like tearing through the prom, ripping people's faces off or whatever Carrie did, he's now selling. He's like Carrie crossed with the Donald Trump because he's making money. He's selling these headshots. You're almost out of them, aren't you? You're out? Almost out. And people go to apmike.bandcamp.com. And they buy them. He's only got 30 left.
Wow.
Unbelievable. He had hundreds
he
of
should
them.
Do like a numbered limited edition on the last 30.
The last ones, they should go up. Sign them with a gold. Sign them with a gold pen. The final ones. Yeah, number them. Limited edition of 30. Why don't you do this, Mike? You bring them in. You double the price. You double the price. $20. I'll sign them also. $20.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, I think that nothing says Valentine's Day like a framed headshot of AP Mike.
Then it was a really small restaurant, so there was, like, you know, close quarters, couples sitting on either side of us, and they both look over, and they're like, what is this?
Yeah,
what is this? What's happening next to us?
Not very – that kind of doesn't fly up there, right?
With what? I mean, I have to say, like, AP Mike's celebrity is not evenly distributed throughout the world.
No, but it's a real snobatorium up there, right?
This is in Salem, Mass, so yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. What am I going to do? Why don't people like this
I've lived in some snobby places, that's all I have to say, and this isn't the snobbiest.
What am I going to do? Why are people not in? What can I do to grow this show? Why are we down at the bottom, and I see these other things where it's a drunk person reviewing episodes of Gilmore Girls, and they're buying Cadillacs, and... and you got other people. I heard a thing where it's like Gabriel Iglesias is like, listen to my podcast. I interview comedians. Oh, great. The 8 millionth comedian to interview. Like, oh, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know. I give up.
No.
Oh, I'm giving up. It's not good anymore, right?
No, I think it's good.
What am I going to do? I'm losing hope.
I wouldn't lose hope. Just.
Well, should it worry me? No.
No.
I don't know what to do. Thank you.
Can you please tell me? Well, you can have your own framed picture of AP Mike to give you hope.
Thank you.
If anything, you've made a celebrity out of, like, a weird guy.
Somebody down here can help us.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody, sing. It don't worry me. It don't worry me.
Right, Mike?
You may say I ain't free. It don't It don't worry me. You say I'm free. It's not gonna worry me. Price of bread, me every song. It don't worry me. Tax relief, me never come. It don't worry me. Because
Come on, I need you.
My spirit high they can be. You may say I ain't free. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say I ain't free. It don't
Do you miss it?
Do you miss it?
Uh, 201-332-3484, that's the number. You want to call the best show. Best show. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Jordan in Winston-Salem.
Who?
Jordan in Winston-Salem.
What can I do for you, Jordan?
I just wanted to tell you a story about something that happened a couple weeks ago when I was getting gas.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I was getting gas, and I got a little bit like spilled out of the handle and got on my hands.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I need to get this gas off my hands. And I actually used to work at a gas station at this grocery store, and I used to work there about 6 years ago. So I knew that there was a bathroom out there near the pump, hidden around the back of the, you know, the little box, the attendant's box. And I went up to the attendant, and he's like a 55, 60-year-old man. And I asked him if I could clean off my hands because they're kind of covered in gas. And all I can think is, you know, cancer is all over my hands. And he goes, does little baby have gas on his hands?
Okay, and how'd that make you feel?
Well, the first time I didn't really... It just caught me so off guard that I didn't really believe it. And I just kind of looked at him sideways.
Well, did little baby have gas on his hands?
I did. So I looked at him sideways.
What happened? Can you please tell me what happened?
201-332-3484.
If anybody down here can help us.
But it don't worry me. Come on, let us sing. It don't worry me.
It don't worry me.
You may say it don't worry me.
Did the widow baby ever?
Don't worry me.
Oh.
It don't worry me. You may say I'm free. It's not gonna worry me. Price of bread, me every song. It don't worry me. Tax relief may never
best
come.
Show.
It don't
worry. Hi, who's this?
This is Danya.
Tanya?
Danya with a D.
Danya, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
From Oakland.
Should I just cut 2.5 hours of the show out and just throw it in the trash? Just turn it into like a 35-minute thing where we talk about, right, drink a couple beers and then review Sanford and Son episodes.
You asking me?
Yeah. As
no,
a listener.
No, you should not do that. You should keep the show the same way that it is perfectly great already.
I don't know. I don't think they want it anymore, Danya.
Who's they?
Them. The universal they. So what's going on tonight?
Well, I just finished watching Breaking Bad.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you know what happened until now?
No, I didn't know anything except for just the general outline of the show until I watched it, so I never even heard, you know, never heard anyone talk about it or anything. But I remember you talking about it.
How quickly
vaguely.
Did you watch all of it? How quickly did you watch them?
I started watching the episodes in, like, late December. And it took me a while because I am in grad school, so I haven't really had time to watch them consistently, but it's been some late nights that I should have been studying and haven't been watching Breaking Bad instead.
So do you feel like it did it work for you? Did it feel...
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was such a great show.
Did you cry at the end? Were you emotionally invested in it?
I cried when Hank was killed.
Yeah, Hank.
Yep.
You know who else cried when Hank was killed? Hank. That dude, because he knew he was going under the dome after that. That dude cried. He knew he'd never get another part like that. He's going to play Big Jim Rennie under the dome.
I don't know who that is, but...
That's the character that he played on a different show.
Is that the only other role he had?
He was on it.
That's true. That's really sad.
The only roles he's had so far has been Eagleheart and Under the Dome.
Yeah. It seemed like Breaking Bad was such a great show, but I really had a problem with the female characters. Like, in the beginning, like, the first season, I just thought they were really weak characters, and I don't know if anyone else like feels that way, but I mean, as the season went on, I really started liking Skyler more and more, but mm-hmm. I was like, all these women on the show are just so, like, I don't know, am I the only one who thinks that way?
That thinks they're so what?
I don't know how to describe it, like, just kind of, you know, like, kind of like trope-like, I guess, like, they were always just kind of conniving and, you know.
But everybody was conniving on the whole show. It was a pulp. Everybody. It was a pulp thing. It was pulpy garbage. Like Walter White,
what?
That's one of the most one-note performances I've ever seen in my life. But it's great, and it was fun.
It was
but he was playing it like it was mustache twirling. That wasn't mustache twirling.
The maniacal type or the...
He walked around the whole time going, "You're goddamn right." No! During the final 2 years of that show, his acting consisted of, "No!" Or, "I'm the one who knocks." No! No! That's all he did. And it was fun. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying I would not mistake that for the world's most nuanced role. It was fun pulp.
Do you think you'll ever watch the whole thing again?
Never! I wouldn't go within 100 miles of that thing again.
It was really stressful to watch.
It's
I mean,
held
I was
together with popsicle sticks. That show.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying it's rickety. It's rickety fun. He killed 12 people in one day, in one moment, in 12 different places on it. That's not real.
Yeah, there were moments where I just wanted it to end. I just wanted the show to be over. I wanted him to just get arrested or just die and just, I could stop watching it and feel better about sleeping normally and living a normal life.
Look, it's
like
fun.
Skyler did. It was fun.
I ain't putting it down. It's fun, but
well,
it's... the other thing with this Kanye West thing, you know what's amazing is that he has this album streaming on... Hulu, not on Hulu, on Tidal.
Oh, yeah, Tidal.
Can you imagine Tidal?
That's the, like, hey. The high-quality, quote-unquote,
yeah.
Streaming thing, right?
Yeah, that nobody had. He might as well have it streaming on E-Bombs World, or whatever one of those sites was. Remember that? Like...
I barely remember E-Bombs. Wasn't that just like a meme kind of like garbage site?
Yeah, Tidal's a garbage site too. Can you imagine?
I remember hearing about that. It was like a year ago, right? And title. I thought it was just going to like go away like within, you know, a month or something, because nobody would pay money to, you know, that kind of money to just be streaming.
Yeah.
Right?
So I could stream this dude's album. Look, more power to him. I hope he gets out of his, I hope he fixes his money woes. What, that's as tone deaf as can be to, for a guy like that to cry about money in while actual people actually don't have, and I'm not even talking about me. I'm saying it's like, yeah, look, I wish the best show would be wildly successful and everybody could get paid for it. I wish that. We're working on it. It's a work in progress. I beat myself up when birthdays come around. I'll admit that. That's what I do now when birthdays come around. I beat myself up and I think about sad stuff. It's okay. I understand that. But I'm not saying I'm broke. This guy's actually saying he's $53 million in debt.
Wow.
Yeah. What a, like, it's like, what could that be more? I remember when him and Jay-Z put that one album out together, Watch the Throne. They put it out as people were like losing their houses, like during the housing collapse. They're putting albums out about how they're about watches, and then they're sawing the roof off Maybachs. It's like, man, these dudes should have been the first one run up into the Hollywood Hills, man. It's like, I can't believe people wanted that at that point. But, you know, people like hearing people with money talk about having money. They always do, and they always will.
Oh, I made $2 on a cassette today.
Yeah. You made $2 on a cassette. So you understand the Kanye thing, right?
The amount of money I make off of music is laughable. But I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. Well, don't be ashamed. Next week, you know what I'm going to do? Andy Kindler told me what I have to do is get one of my rants to go viral. Next week's show, I'm saying it right now, all I'm going to do next week is try to create a viral rant. Okay?
I'll help make it viral somehow.
I'm going to try to create a viral rant. Like a rant that'll just go viral and can stand alone as like a 5-minute clip.
Have there been any viral rants in the past from anyone?
I'm going to get, like, I'll just do like the way Keith Olbermann used to do, remember? Remember Keith Olbermann when he would be like, how dare you, Mr. President? How dare you? Like, I'm going to just do nothing but those next week. And just create, I'm going to create a viral moment on the show. Do you think we can do that, Mike? Right? It's just going to be an artificial viral moment created. And people,
yeah.
You know what people have to do is download the best show. That's honestly, I'm being a little dramatic tonight. I know that. I'm being a little dramatic.
I have to say, Tom, if you made the show a paid subscription thing, I would totally pay for a subscription. I'm sure a lot of people would.
It would be you and six other people. I'd learn the hard way on that one.
I'm sure there'd be plenty of people. I mean, there's a lot of things I have a crossword subscription that I've paid for because it used to get
a lot of listeners in my audience. Short arms and deep pockets. You know what I mean? You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They are. They're the type of, I left my wallet at the, I don't have my wallet on me tonight. Can you? That's another thing. It's cheapo.
I think you're fibbing because.
I got people in my life. I got people, you know what I'm going to start doing with these people? I got people where I end up picking up the tab 10 times out of 10. And they just watch me grab the bill. Right? Those days are over. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to sit there all night. I'll sit there all night from now on. I'm just going to sit there and be a stare off. I'll grab that thing as if I would be like putting my hand on a hot oven, that bill. I ain't doing it. Some of these tightwads got a spring for the check once in their cheap lives. I'm not talking about anybody here. I don't want these guys, because that's the first thing I'm going to do. You're not talking about me, right? You're not talking about me, right? I don't know why I'm giving that voice to the guys out there. Because these guys are gen. Mike, last week for my birthday, they bought me the greatest box, like this really good chocolate. They bought this really good chocolate. And we're all enjoying that. See, these guys are not cheap. But when we had the party, they brought all sorts of stuff. Everybody brought stuff. I'm not talking about them. Other people. If you're in your life and you think back and you're just like, hey, I realize I don't reach for the check a whole lot. Reach for the check, cheapo. That goes for everybody out there. Ask yourself, do I grab the check 60% of the time? If the answer is no, start grabbing it. You probably grab it 0% of the time, you cheapskate. You cheap rat. Right? All right, well, look.
There's one more thing I needed to mention.
What is it?
Before. Well, I was listening to I'm catching up on shows again this week, and I was listening to your list of the Coen Brothers movies list, all the different Coen Brothers movies, which one was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really pleased to hear the first call into the show say A Serious Man, because that is definitely my favorite as well.
Right? It's so great. Did you see the new movie? Did you see Hail Caesar?
No, but I've seen a few previews for it.
And what?
It looks pretty good. What?
It's great. You should see it. If you like A Serious Man, you'll love this movie.
Okay, good. Well, when I'm not in grad school.
I think it's like the flip side of this movie. Like the flip side of A Serious Man. The Christian counterpart to A Serious Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You call anytime you want. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too. Look, we'll get through it. I'll get through it. I know I'm beating myself up a little bit here. I just got to relax, right, Mike? Is it wrong? Is this show wrong at its core? Do you miss it? I look at these things, and it's like the Welcome to Night Vale. These guys are pushing money away with forklifts. I don't know. Maybe I'm the weak link on this thing. Maybe I'm the weak link. People don't want this. That's fine. 100 years from now, they'll get it. They don't get it right now. That's fine. It don't worry me. Right, Mike? It don't worry me.
I think you've been hurt.
This isn't Dallas. This is Newbridge. It's not how we act. All right, we're going to do the half hour of power next. Half hour power. Best show, post show. Unscreened calls. Starts in a few minutes.
Can you please tell me what happened?
Sharpling and Worcester live in Raw in Durham, North Carolina. Motor Co. February 27th. Tickets over at stereolaughs.com/tour. Do not miss it.
Down here can help us.
We'll be back next week.
Come on, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
It don't worry me.
Spring for the check, cheapos.
You may say you don't worry me. Everybody, don't worry me. You don't worry me. You say you're free. It's not gonna worry me. Price of bread, me every song. You don't worry me. Tax relief may never come. You don't worry.